I'm Phil Nee with a look at Southwestern Wisconsin sports today. Well, the season will officially begin for the Richland Center wrestlers this weekend at a tournament in Elroy against Royal and the rest of the teams. Wyatt Seep takes over the Richland Center wrestling program for the boys this year, and I talked with him this week about how it's gone.
Early in the season, you know, the kids are just getting back into the swing of things, but they've been working really hard, and I think we're on track to have a really good season.
Who do you look at as the leaders for the Hornets?
We've got a lot of kids that have really stepped up and kind of taken that leadership position. On the girls' side of things, Maddie Muller has done an excellent job being that practice room leader. We've got some new girls out this year. She's been doing a really good job getting them squared away and taking charge there. On the boys' side of things, Ethan Bindle has done a really exceptional job stepping up. He's a senior this year as well. Ethan Bodendine is also a senior. Those guys have done a really good job filling that position.
What about numbers? How do they look this year for the Hornet boys and girls?
Good, not too bad. We're still kind of in the rebuilding state. But as far as boys go, we've got 12 boys out right now. And on the girls' side of things, we've seen a pretty drastic jump in numbers. We've got 10 girls out right now. So that's about double what we've had in the past.
Who is helping you coach this year, Wyatt?
I've been lucky this year to be blessed with several different coaches. My varsity assistant this year is going to be Trevin Thielman. Darren Gunderson is the head coach of the girls' side of the wrestling program. He's assisted by Coach Brian Thielman. And then also helping out in the practice room is Terry Thielman's helping out with the JV. And we've got Warwick Wolf and Cole Brenninger also helping out in the room. Dan Makovic is helping this year, and he's going to fill in wherever we're going to need him.
Good luck to the Hornet wrestlers as they get ready to start their schedule this year. Also, tonight in the area, it's a good local matchup. Riverdale hosting Ithaca in boys basketball. That will be our next featured broadcast on the radio. I asked Ithaca boys basketball coach Aaron Hipsch how the schedule has gone so far for the Bulldogs.
We certainly have learned a lot about ourselves in these first couple weeks. We played two very good teams, and we've been right there with them. We have to do a better job of getting into a rhythm offensively, but that's what good defensive teams do, is they get you out of your rhythm, and they pressure the ball and get some tips, and we've got to do a better job of getting back into a rhythm offensively. But defensively, I've been very intrigued with what I've seen, and I've liked the effort that our guys have been given, certainly.
You've had some teams the last couple of years that could get up and score a lot of points. Is the approach a little bit different with this year's team?
Yeah, it's going to have to be. I mean, we're definitely going to have to go about it a different way. But we still definitely do have some talented individuals and some kids that can absolutely fill it up. And I think a little bit of our reason that we're not scoring so many points is we're just not hitting some shots that we usually will. And I think those will start falling in. And we have a lot of guys that are just getting used to that next level, and I think once they have a good game or see a couple shots go in and build confidence, I think it's just going to get better as the year goes on.
I asked Aaron Hipsch about tonight's Ithaca boys basketball opponent, Riverdale.
They could very easily be 2-0 right now. I think if I remember correctly, both of their games have been 2-point losses, and you know, they, from what I've seen on film, they certainly play hard, and they have a very talented scorer on their team that, if we let him see the first few shots go in, it could be a long night. So we certainly have our work cut out for us defensively, and you know, they play hard, and playing hard is a skill. So that's going to be something we're going to have to counteract a little bit.
Matesnik Power Sports pregame show begins tonight on WRCO around 7:15. Other games, boys basketball, Seneca at Royal, Brookwood at Westby, Lancaster at Belleville, Belmont at Benton, Argyle at Blackhawk, Viroqua at DeSoto, Scholesburg at Highland, Platteville at Poinette, Barneveld at River Ridge, Darlington at Dodgeville, Wazika Steuben at Fenimore, Iowa Grant at Prairie du Chien. And in girls basketball, Baraboo at Reedsburg, River Ridge at Potosi Cassville, and New Glarus visits Fenimore. The Wisconsin Football Coaches Association has announced the head coaches for the 2026 WFCA All-Star Games to be held Friday, July 17th and Saturday, July 18th at Titan Stadium in Oshkosh. Well, the head coaches include for the South All-Star Small Schools, Andrew Troxell, head coach of Richland Center, will be coaching the South All-Stars. And then from the eight player, it will be Ev Wick of DeSoto, representing the South squad, coaching the eight players against the North coming up in July in Oshkosh. We have some Church League volleyball to check this week. Monday night, Richland Baptist Temple 5 topped Avoca Bible Church 2 games to 1. 5 Points Lutheran defeated Bethel Lutheran 2-0. Richland Baptist Temple 3 blanked Richland Baptist Temple 4, 2-0. And Richland Baptist Temple 1 got the win over Baptist Temple 2, 2-1. On Tuesday, Hidden Valley Community down Free Methodist 2, 2-0. Church of the Nazarene 2, topped Santa Maria 2-1. Lighthouse Chapel blanked St. Mary's 2-0. Avoca Bible Church 1 got by Grace Community 2-0. And Beulah Wesleyan swept Church of the Nazarene 1, 2-0. Free Methodist 1 and Boscobel Assembly of God had the byes this week. Merchants League Bowling, series high, Phoenix 1, 28-54, Walsh's Ace Hardware, 27-88, Kelly's Coffee, 27-86. Phoenix 1 with a high game, 1,006, Walsh's Ace Hardware, a 981, Kelly's Coffee, a 977. Isaac Davison, a 714, J.J. Klatt had a 639 series, and the third best was a 623 from Jeff Seckman. Top game, Isaac Davison, 266, Jeff Seckman, a 249, and Matt Fargin had a 234 in the Merchants Bowling League. On the state of Wisconsin scene, for the seventh time in the last 8 years, the Badgers have opened Big Ten Conference play with a win. Wednesday's 85-73 victory over Northwestern wasn't as close as the final score. Guard John Blackwell led a first-half assault and finished with 26 points and 11 rebounds. Wisconsin plays cross-state rival Marquette at the Kohl Center Saturday afternoon. Following the game, Coach Greg Gard talked about Blackwell's performance.
He's gotten better. You know, he got on the floor as a freshman with just effort and his defensive ability and didn't, you know, try to chase scoring like some young players do. And that got him on the floor as a freshman. And he's continued to improve his game. You know, I think he's changed and modified his body in a good way. He's leaner. He's a little quicker. He's pretty strong, you know, and he's really unselfish.
Coach Gard talked about what the Badgers did well.
Well, just the way we moved the ball. I mean, you have 15 assists, 17 baskets. It doesn't get a whole lot better than that. I thought we were really sharp. We were good in transition. When we did get in the half court, I thought we didn't over dribble very much. We got the ball moving, and obviously we played really efficiently. So as I told the team, that's how good we can be. We've shown it in spurts, and now the challenge is you chase consistency because the second half we weren't nearly as sharp.
Last night elsewhere, Minnesota 73, number 22 Indiana 64, number 25 Arkansas over number 6 Louisville 89-80. Giannis Antetokounmpo went down with a strained calf 3 minutes into Wednesday's game. The Bucks were playing one of the NBA's hottest teams and things didn't look good. The Pistons, led by Kevin Porter Jr.'s 26 points, Milwaukee pulled off the upset 113-109. It is not clear how long Giannis might be out with his latest injury. Milwaukee is back in action Friday at home against the 76ers. Coach Doc Rivers talked about Bobby Portis's effort.
No, it's funny. Bobby had great energy in the first half. He just couldn't score, but his energy was right. And you know, we talked about that today. The guys who play with the energy are going to be the guys who play. We're not just going to give you minutes. We're going to play guys who are playing the hardest and guys who are playing with energy. And the other thing we talked about is offense will never bring a team together. It'll be your defense. And if you play hard enough on defense, all the other stuff will take care of itself.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love has been named the NFL's Offensive Player of the Week for the second time this season. He tossed 4 touchdown passes in Sunday's 31-24 win at Detroit on Thanksgiving Day. Green Bay players have earned the honor 2 weeks in a row. Running back Emmanuel Wilson was singled out last week after rushing for 107 yards in the win over the Vikings. And the Lions and Cowboys are the top two teams in the hunt for an NFC wild card and are still holding on to hopes to compete for division championships. Detroit hosts Dallas tonight, and the winner will improve its position in the playoff picture, while the loser may not have time to recover from the setback over the last month of the season. I am Phil Nee with an update on sports.